But the sad thing is that there are Christians and even preachers that would make statements or teach doctrines that would, whether intentionally or unintentionally, throw a wet blanket on sowing. Just dumb things that people say or dumb things that people teach that end up throwing a wet blanket on soul winning. And one of those things is this idea that if you're in sin, you shouldn't be soul winning. You know, if you're a sinful person, if you've got sin in your life, you know, you need to fix that and then go soul winning. Okay, and the reason that that's such a destructive doctrine is because everybody's a sinner. So then it can be pretty easy for somebody who maybe just doesn't feel like soul winning to think about the sins that they've done recently and say, well, I'm going to take kind of a moral high road and work on my sins instead and not go soul winning. It's so dumb, but some people know what I'm referring to. There was a sermon that was preached last Sunday by this bozo preacher. Let me give you some quotes from the sermon that he preached. He said, write it down. I did write it down, by the way. Write it down. The nastiest people are there at every soul winning time. The nastiest people are there at every soul winning time. What a thing to say. What a thing to say. You know, I would say that the people who are showing up to the soul winning times are the people that are the most dedicated. They're the zealous church members. They're the on fire church members. They're the ones who are doing a lot of work for God. I praise the Lord for people who show up to soul winning times. I'm not just saying, well, what, you know, what nastiness are you hiding? Trying to compensate. They can't get along with their family, but they're at every single soul winning event. These are direct quotes. Can't get along with their coworkers, but they're at every single soul winning event. They can't get along with Christians at the church, but they're at every single soul winning event. Get the junk out of your vessel before you go out soul winning. Get the junk out of your heart and go soul winning afterward. If your heart's not right, soul winning's not going to fix it. Now, this is all false, my friend, because I guarantee you that there are going to be people who don't get along with people at work or don't get along with people in their family or don't get along with people in the church. But you know what? Hey, I'm just still glad that they're out soul winning and at least doing something right for God, even if they have other problems in their life.